Last name is Murray. First name is Sean. Date of visit is March 19, 2024. Next paragraph. The patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, it was in 1980. First up, a patient was in Las Vegas. First up, a patient was in the working for a fire department. First up, a patient was doing physical exercises and physical activity. First up, a patient tells me that he had a head-to-head injury. With another person during the physical training exercises. First up, a patient tells me that he was hit on the right side of the head. First up, hit in the right forehead. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he believed that he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient was throwing up. First up, a patient was taken to the hospital for evaluation. First up, patient tells me that he was diagnosed with concussion. Next paragraph. Since the event, patient continues significant headaches. Patient has chronic headaches. Patient also for chronic dizziness. Patient also chronic nausea. He also was diagnosed with Bell's palsy, on the right side, which requires surgery. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working as a city bus driver. A patient tells me that because of the dizziness and the head pain symptoms. At one point, he was taken out of the driving bus duty. A patient tells me that he required surgery of the right face, and that helped his symptoms. A patient tells me that the headache is also affecting his concentration and focus for driving. A patient also tells me that he's dizzy. The dizziness also affects his driving ability. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury in 1980. A patient had head-to-head injury during physical exercises in Las Vegas, Nevada. A patient tells me that that he got hit on the right side of the head. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, a patient has confusion, disorientation. Patient had a severe headache. Patient was throwing up. Patient has significant chronic headaches, chronic headaches, dizziness, and nausea symptoms. The headaches are significant affecting him. Dizziness also significantly affecting him to do his job as a bus driver. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, given that he had head injury, followed by loss of consciousness, followed by confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. This one marks the identification. Next patient, last name is Perry. First name is a B as boy, L-A-K-E, again, B-L-A-K-E. Day of visit is March 19, 2024. Next step out of a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that in 2019, a patient was in Hawaii. A patient got hit by another person onto the head. This happened during a mixed martial art fighting exercise. A patient tells me that he was hit by another person onto the head. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness on the ground. A patient tells me that loss of consciousness for about 30 seconds to a minute. When he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. Patient also severe head pain. Patient was confused for the rest of the day. Patient currently has significant memory loss, brain fog, trouble sleeping, anxiety, chronic headaches, slurred speech. Next paragraph. The patient is currently working for the Air Force as a mechanic. First of Vision is a professional MMA fighter. First of Vision tells me that the headaches are significantly affecting his job at work. First of Vision tells me that he's has significant difficulty concentrating and focus. First of his memory deficit also affecting him to remember his past duties. First of Vision has a significant difficulty concentrating at work. These symptoms also affecting him as a professional MMA fighter. First of Vision has difficulty with concentration. This marks identification.